does seem to be going.
Okay. Good.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Does it work?
That's very good.
Okay.
This is Liza Kerwin interviewing Tony Natsoulos at his home in Sacramento, California, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, August 9th, 2004. And I told you, Tony, we were just going to cover everything in your life.
Great. So is it going to be edited?
Yeah, it will be edited, and you'll get a copy of the transcription, and you can review it.
Oh, good.
To, you know, in case you don't remember dates quite right, you can fix them up later. Yeah. Right. So.
And are all the ums going to come out?
We can take all the ums
good.
And the you knows.
You knows. Yeah.
Because
and the thing is, I do that too. The thing is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
And people often say, yeah, although they deny that they said yeah later.
Oh, I believe. I believe I do.
They say, I never say yeah. We have it right there. I know I say yeah and you know. And
right.
So, yeah, those will all be edited out. In fact, this whole conversation will be edited
out. Okay, good. All right.
This part, but not all right. The beginning.
Okay.
And that is, if you could tell me when you were born and where and something about your early childhood, family background.
I was born in 1959 in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and my father was teaching at the school there.
What was he teaching?
Psychology. And we almost, you know, we moved immediately to California. Well, not immediately, but we moved to California when I was 5 or 6. And I grew up in Davis, California, where my dad taught psychology.
At the university?
Yeah, University of California, Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it for the beginning.
Uh-huh. And you had siblings?
No, oh, yeah. I have a brother.
That's older it. Brother?
No, younger.
Younger, okay.
3 years younger.
Oh. What did your mother do this time?
She was a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Household and engineer.
Okay. Well.
Although she did study anthropology throughout my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at the university too?
Yeah.
Oh. What are your early recollections of Davis?
The city?
Yeah. Growing up there.
It was just a really small college town that you could bicycle anywhere, and I think there was 20,000 people there at the time, and I think half of them were working at the school or going to school there. You know, no crime, quiet. There was probably at least 20 kids on my block that were my same age, which was great. Because just had a whole gang to hang out with and do different things with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's an interesting place because the school was there and we got to reap all the benefits of the university. You know, the different
campus a lot doing?
Yeah, different lectures and movies and functions, and it's pretty amazing, pretty stimulating.
You really grew up in a faculty environment.
Yeah,
faculty.
Yeah.
And
at the time, I had no idea about the rest of the world. I mean, I just thought, oh, everyone's liberal. Everyone is sort of environmentally conscious, and you know, I don't understand. I see this stuff on the news. I don't understand why there's prejudice and different things, and didn't make any sense to me. So it was a fantasy land.
Did you go to public elementary school?
Yeah.
And all through your education?
Yeah. Well, actually, there was a point in half of fourth grade and fifth grade, I was in a private hippie school because I had dyslexia, and I don't know whether I was just lazy, but I had a really hard time in school concentrating and doing the work. So they took me out and put me in this hippie school, which was not structured at all, which I learned a lot of